Perhaps not realizing what's happened today in Egypt, President Hosni Mubarak has stepped down. Perhaps you'll take us through the events of the past few hours.
Well, certainly, it's probably slightly better to begin with the emotions following last night's speech, because it was one of anger and one of determination. We started seeing last night, after President Mubarak's comments, protesters move in the direction of the presidential palace, move in the direction of the state radio and television building. They started to camp out in those areas. We knew that today was going to be a very big show of force for the protesters. For all, the entire week they've been calling to try and get 20 million protesters all across the country to the streets. This week they were boosted with a great deal of momentum by labor strikes across the country, by some very positive comments that came out from activists here. And so today people were bracing themselves, coupled with all of those emotions and the anger and the determination from last night. We knew that today was going to be a very significant and perhaps monumental day, and it didn't take long for that to materialize. By mid-afternoon, we started getting word from the state and radio television that in fact the presidency, the office of the presidency to be specific, not the president himself, but the office of the presidency, was preparing to make a statement. And we saw, and we started to get some ramblings that the military itself had gone on a slightly different posturing. They issued their second communique in less than 24 hours. And shortly after that, statement came out, the vice president addressed the nation, saying that President Hosni Mubarak had in fact relinquished the office of the presidency, and that's what triggered this huge emotion of celebrations behind me.
Ayman, for the moment, many thanks. Ayman Mokhil being live there in Cairo. I want to bring in now Al Jazeera's Rawi Arage, who's been reporting all day today from...